Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. And the time takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is The Beastmaster. It is a 1982 sword and sorcery adventure film starring Mark Singer, Tanya Roberts, Rip Torn, and John Amos. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was my cup of tea. It's terrible, but we enjoyed it when we watched it, and that counts for something. What about you?
This movie was my cup of tea, but only because of the situation and the circumstances that we were in when we watched it. We had so much fun watching this movie, in spite of how bad it was.
So, Tim, give him a rundown. What's it about?
In a fantasy world overrun by an evil wizard and his armies, a young hero who can speak to animals uses his power to free the people from oppression. Michael, I'm going to turn it over to you. Where would you like to start with this one?
We have to start by acknowledging this movie's not good. This is a bad movie. The plot is bad. The superpowers of our hero are bad. It all just adds up to a really messy on-screen experience.
This movie feels like it was written by a 13-year-old boy. It's got all of the cliches and all of the dumb elements you see in any fantasy film, but it's also got a really weird kind of leering sensibility. There's naked women, there's a lot of gratuitous action and really dumb scenes that just don't make any sense, but when you're watching them in the right mood, they are hilarious and they're a lot of fun.
Our lead actor is also terrible.
Yeah.
He's from this era of action movies where buff guys were told that they'd be actors and they're put in front of the camera. Nowadays, of course, we find good actors and we just pay for a gym membership. So this guy has no acting ability. He is complete dead weight across the film. But man, can he lift some dead weight.
I'm okay with him as a bad actor because it's funnier that way, but also because there's a lot of actors who are doing some heavy lifting to kind of carry him through the movie. Rip Torn is off the rails. I mean, he's playing the villainous wizard here, and he is bonkers. I mean, somebody, you know, slipped him something or he didn't take something that day. He's wild. John Amos is lending gravitas. The movie doesn't deserve it, but he's going for it.
That's at the core of this whole movie, though, Tim, and I think why we enjoyed it so much. When we've talked about good, bad movies, we talk about its enthusiasm.
Yeah.
You need people who are excited about what they're doing. And it feels like every department, from costumes to choreography to the director to the soundtrack, every single department was like, going for it.
Yeah.
And no one said no to anything.
Yeah.
Every idea got on screen. Yeah. It makes for a messy viewing experience, but a fun one because there's a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, our hero uses his tiger pet to try to get laid in a random scene. It's bizarre, but it was so funny to watch. Like, we were looking at each other like, is this really happening right now? Like, I can't believe anyone would allow this to happen. But of course it did, and it was kind of funny in the moment to watch.
The most insane scene for me is the scene in which they've got these evil death knights, they call them, which is really just really fit guys wearing like leather bondage outfits with like spikes for hands. And they've got these masks that completely cover their faces, completely block out their eyes with glow sticks. And then the scene is this death knight is chasing two ferrets down a hallway, just like flailing around. He clearly can't see where he's going. He's like bumping into the walls and like punching the walls and stuff. He has no idea what he's doing. I feel bad for the actor. I feel bad for the ferrets. But the guy is doing it with great gusto. And he's got it. He's all in on this performance as the weird death knight gimp guy. It's hilarious.
Yeah, Tim, I think this is what's so hard about good, bad movies. This is not a good movie. And so I wouldn't sit here and recommend anyone to watch this seriously. I wouldn't recommend anybody watch this alone, but if you've got a group of friends, maybe you got a couple cocktails, and you're with a group critically who are unafraid just to riff and talk over the movie and give it no more attention than it deserves, you're gonna have a great time.
Absolutely. That's the only time I'd recommend this movie. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.